Hello,
my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Well, you charged me $60-something for $67, and I don't remember approving that.
Okay, ma'am, can I
have
you?
I want that taken off.
Can I have your zip code?
Yes, 84040.
84040?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, can I have your name?
Susan, S-U-Z-A-N, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E.
And you said Susan, S-U-V-A-N?
Correct.
And what's the last name?
Bruce, B-R-U-C-E.
Okay. Okay, and can you verify your full address for me, please?
My address, 2173 East, 2200 North, Layton, Utah.
Okay. Okay. I did find you. Give me a moment. My system is still trying to load.
Okay.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I filled out a survey thing, and if I paid for shipping, I'd get this backpack free, so I did that. And now there's the $67 Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
I touched something on my phone. So anyway, now there's the $67 something fee, and I don't recall approving any additional charges for anything, and I'm not happy with having that added on. I know it's not your personal fault, but I want it taken off, and I don't want to participate with any of the hoo-ha with whatever this company is.
Okay, ma'am, I do see on November the 19th a charge of $67.32 for tactical bag, and that looks like a membership, and that goes back to the initial charge on November. The $67.32 goes all the way back to the initial charge on November the 14th of the $5.74 that you paid to receive that tactical bag. So you remember making that charge?
I remember the $5, but nothing about $67. I did not approve that. If that got stuck in there somehow, it was a sleazy deal.
Yes,
it wasn't
ma'am.
Up front, and they didn't let me know up front the kind of thing that they were doing. And I want that taken off.
Okay, hold on. Yes, ma'am. You enter into looks like a sweepstakes drawing. Yes, ma'am. That is a membership charge.
Well, that's
ridiculous.
Why,
yes, ma'am. That's why you
to charge a membership charge when I only filled out something that they asked me to fill out a survey.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
That's an underhanded way to put somebody in something and then charge them for it.
Yes, ma'am. Did you had already called in? I see where you did. You had already called in about this. Hello.
Oh, I must have hit the mute. My husband called in, and they said I had to do the talking since I was the one that filled out the thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I see where on the notes they talked with your husband and said they advised him he can, you know, if you want to call this number back to council.
Mm-hmm.
I do see that in the notes. So are you calling back to council?
I'm not only calling to cancel, I want a reverse charge on that. That's a devious way to get somebody's money. And shame on the company for doing something like that.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand. Yes, ma'am. I can definitely counsel that for you. But unfortunately, the $574, that is a valid charge. That shipping and handling paid for that bag. Yes,
the
ma'am.
$574, I don't have a problem with. It's the $67 one I have a problem with.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead on and counsel you for that. But that is a valid charge. And I can... So I can get you counseling.
No. I want to talk to your supervisor then. I'm not going to be charged $67 for zero. Uh-uh. If you can't reverse that $67, then you give me your supervisor.
Well, ma'am, I'm only following doing what I was told.
Oh, of course you are.
I mean,
of course you are. I'm not upset at you. I'm upset at the company who did it to me.
Because it is a valid charge. I mean, I can offer you 35% of that $67.
No, that's 35%? What did I get for $67? I got zip.
Yes, ma'am. It's a membership where you receive a voucher, $125 voucher to for the store. For the Gadgets Club, it's like a gift card, a voucher.
To buy something from the Gadget store.
Yes, ma'am, the online store.
Well, it was a Walgreens setup, and if you can't take this off, I will be calling Walgreens. They shouldn't be associating themselves with you because that should not have been charged any membership. There was no membership talked about. It was just, you get this for filling out our survey. That was it. And I want that $67 reversed back on my credit card. I got it.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, so you're not going to, I'm just only doing my job and what the supervisor told me. So, like I say, it's valid, and I can offer you 35%, but you declined that. And this last thing I can do is offer you half of that. And that's all that I can do, offer you 50% of that $67.32.
No, you give me your supervisor. You let me talk to your supervisor.
Hold on, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna transfer you to a super. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. So you don't want the 50% that I offered?
I want a reverse charge. I want my money back. I don't want any underhanded. This is devious, underhanded business practice.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I talked to the supervisor. We're following, you know, following the protocol.
I'm not mad at you.
Yes,
I'm mad,
ma'am,
at the company who set this up.
Okay.
It's devious and underhanded to do something like this.
Okay, ma'am, but I do have you counseled right now. I did counsel you like you requested.
Right, but you still have $67 of my money.
Yes, ma'am, the last refund that I tried to offer you, the 50% refund, you declined that.
I want a full refund. You've been sitting on my money, gaining interest off of my money for a couple of weeks now. You need to return it.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, that's why you need to let me talk to your supervisor.
Okay, hold on, ma'am. Hold on. I'm going to transfer you to the supervisor now.
That's what you were doing before.
Hold on. Thank you. Hold on a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I'm transferring you now.
Okay.